in the class, so I appreciate you taking the time to go out of your way to get a better understanding of what we're really trying to go over. Steven, do you mind taking that filter off?
No, I was just trying to get into like the holiday spirit or whatever in it.
Yeah.
Much.
Oh my god, dude. What the?
Alright, so
the dude was hiding a horse long behind that filter.
Time to get away from that horse!
I sir.
I'm stubborn.
I'm shy.
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Your family, are you Christians?
Yeah.
Like, you go to church?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we
I will not. Zirka, she's actually married. Her husband's married. Back in Ukraine.
She's married.
What the f***? Demon, it's the Antichrist! You're on a dating podcast while that is avoiding shells? He's running and ducking? And he's, could you imagine the war zone? He's like, do I got good reception to see what's happening on Fresh and Fit? What the? You're here being a and he's getting his head blown off. You're being a whore.
I will actually show
you think he's happy that you're, you think, what is he, is this Neo from the Matrix? He's dodging bullets. You think he's happy you're on podcast?
Okay, before you came here, it was like the dog we don't
even
like
before, they're asking you how many guys. Imagine your husband is, and your husband is watching a man say how many people you're while he's dying.
Are you sure?
You're worse than Hitler. You're literally worse than Hitler. At least he liked animals. You're evil.
Her husband is at war on the front lines fighting for his life, and she's out in Miami. Just when you think things couldn't get any worse, then there's this.
Excuse me, I didn't ask for whipped cream.
Oh, you didn't ask for whipped cream?
Mm-mm.
Did you say that at the register?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that this isn't your fucking drink. So if you could, kindly sit your ass down, and I will call you when your drink is ready.
Okay.
Personally, I think because you're a man, you shouldn't have any words.
Okay, you're saying because I'm a man, I'm not affected by abortion, I shouldn't have an opinion on it?
Pretty much.
Okay, are you affected in any way by the Holocaust?
Not personally, I'm not Jewish.
Do you think the Holocaust is bad?
I do.
So you have an opinion on something that doesn't directly affect you, right?
But wait! There's more!
You don't get to make a decision. You're
did you just tell me I don't have a uterus?
It will never happen to you. It will never happen to you. Are you telling me that you have a uterus?
Well, you couldn't tell me I don't if I claimed it. My pronouns are uterus owner male.
There's this saying that goes, if you can't beat him, join him.
I do not appreciate being filmed for this.
Oh, he's not filmed. He identifies a camera. we just kind of, I'm glad it's funny to you.
It's just very confusing.
Be gone!
I had an abortion 2 years ago and I don't regret it at all. They yanked the fetus out of my uterus. They yanked the fetus out of my uterus, and I'm so happy.
Okay.
I'm so grateful.
Okay.
And I'm a professor at this university.
Okay.
And I make more money than you.
Okay.
And what else?
All right. Well, we'll pray for you. Okay. We'll pray the Lord save you.
Thank you.
Either way,
and
you're
kind of an asshole.
What makes me that?
You kind of ruined everybody's lunch. They're like,
sorry.
Took the cord out.
Yeah, I took the cord out. Yeah, because you won't give me my mic back. Please, please give me my mic back, please. Please, young lady. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day, okay? You're not stronger than me, all right? God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, officer! This young lady, she's trying to rip my stuff up.
Oh, I'm assaulting her.
Look at my stuff.
Okay, come on. If I get arrested right now, I would literally laugh out loud.
Why are you touching his equipment like that?
Hi. No, it's not.
Okay, you should probably let him have this stuff.
Can you let it go?
I do.
Are you going to ask me?
You need to let go right now or you're under arrest. Walk away right now.
I already said I was going to let it go. Walk away. I have a question for you, Boardman. Yes, Mr. Boardman, am I assaulting you by holding this court?
Can I get myself? Can I get myself, ma'am?
But let go right now. Let go right now.
Yes or no?
Let go right now.
Yes, no. Yes or no?
You're under arrest. Put your hands behind you.
We pray for the grace of God for you.
What the flying chode? This is a professor? I wonder what class she teaches. How to be dumb and ignorant? And gentlemen, the abortion topic is extremely controversial, and I would like to hear you guys' thoughts and opinions in the comments down below. Are you anti or pro?
Yeah.
But you're from here, right, though?
Yeah, I'm from here.
Okay, you look very young.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes.
I'm just a little bit over 25.
Oh, okay then. Wait, if I'm not mistaken, ain't you like famous on Instagram? I think I've seen you before.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can find me under I am Sunny Castle.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, it's nice meeting you. I'm going to get going because I...
No. But like, since your girlfriend's not here, do you maybe want to like spend some time together?
Oh, nah, I ain't even like that, shorty. But thank you. You know, I got friends on the trip with. I can definitely tell them.
Is it just me? Or is this the oldest 25-year-old we have ever seen? She literally looks like a bag of raisins. She probably gobbled a few too many cocks and partied so hard in her 20s, she skipped right to her 50s. If she's 25, shit, I'm Brad freaking Pitt. And what women don't understand is that their value goes down as they age.
Guarantee, 10 years ago, you probably were more attractive than you are now. So would you be able to compete with yourself 10 years prior?
No, I'm more attractive now than I was 10 years ago.
No, why do you say that?
Because I've grown. I've grown into the woman that I am.
Okay.
10 years ago, I was insecure.
Hold on, for men, men. Not for you, not the whole, you know, woman bullshit, but self-help. In the eyes of a man, you think you're a better person now. Cool. Maybe you have more self-development. You're more mature. You're a better person in general. From a strictly looks perspective, a man sizing you up, the man would probably find you more attractive 10 years prior. That's what I'm saying. And this is another big mistake that females make. Women tend to look at themselves and rate themselves based on what they think. No one gives a what you think. It's what the man thinks. Like, you have to make yourself more attractive to the gender that you're trying to attract. But women think, I've done a lot of self-development, blah, blah, blah. I'm a catch now, etc. Men don't care about none of that shit. Because if you aren't attractive enough to get his attention, you don't give a what your self-help and all this other stuff. Absolutely, yeah. Looks matter first.
From further speculation, her body count grew, her waistline grew, her ego grew, her delusional grew. You guess you can say she grew a lot in 10 years. You know, I'm starting to think that women, they listen to argue, not to learn.
You guys don't fight? Sometimes? What is the fight about?
Stupid shit.
Stupid shit, right? That's all women argue about. Stupid shit, bro. Man, we're stressed out about bills. We'll be stressed out about bills, bro. We're like, fuck, I gotta pay this, bro. I gotta pay the homie, fool. Fuck, my mom, fuck, she been calling me, bro. I owe her still. Fuck, fool, I got a lot, bro. The credit card got ran, fool. And then your girl comes at you, why are you following this bitch? You're like, hey, bitch, don't get in my mind right now. Don't get in my mind right now.
Should a man care about what his girl wears?
Absolutely. What women want to do is solicit attention. So when you wear a promiscuous outfit like that, you are soliciting the attention of other males.
No, definitely not.
Definitely
like,
not.
I'm going to wear what I want.
Because he has no say on our lives.
We're going to do what we want to do.
What he wants. It's our lives.
Yeah. Is your boyfriend here right now?
Yeah, he's back right there.
Do you think you should have some say in what your girl wears when going out?
You know what? I'm going to say no to that. You know what? She does what she wants to.
If his girlfriend is not here, I'm telling you, there's a completely different answer to that question. That's all I know.
You got to let your girl trust your shit. You can't police that. She does her own thing.
But if I'm not here, his answer will be different.
This disciple of the soy is the final boss of
Beta! 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 Beta man! It's amazing. Beta!
How your girl portrays herself to the world is a representation how she feels about you. Now, both parties should dress in a manner where they respect their partner. It's a respect thing, because why would you have a for sale sign when you are in a relationship? I guess some soy drinkers would never understand.
Anyway, I'm just gonna be honest here.
Okay.
He's a manipulative, conniving sex worker trying to sell you purity while simultaneously siphoning off your audience for own personal gain.
God.
That's funny.
I would say that she's the equivalent to Cell, stage one, where they take the tail and they suck you dry. And what's going to end up happening is this, my friend. Once she goes ahead and sucks you dry and is no longer able to benefit from being associated with you, she's going to go ahead and find another guy that's bigger than you and move on to him. Nope. And that's what's going to happen, because what happened is that she's on OnlyFans, she's on social media, and in order for her business to grow, she needs to ensure that she's attached to someone who has more status than herself. Mm. So once she reaches your level or exceeds it, she is definitely going to leave and go to someone else. And, you know, she knows that, right? The thing is that she understands that she has more sexual experience than you. She has more experience than you in general. That's why she's able to manipulate you, do this stupid shit that she does, puppy eyes, crying, etc., blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I care about you. But she doesn't care enough to delete her OnlyFans, even though you told her that you don't like it. So you're going to deal with this way. You're going to make her a side chick. We're going to go get another girl. And you're going to have multiple women. And then you're going to get a percentage of her earnings. If she cares about you that much, she's going to give you a percentage of her earnings. I would say 50%, if not bare minimum. She's a side chick for life. I would never take her seriously or give her a title. And get a main girl that's not on the internet. And that's how it's going to go. Because since she decided to make that decision of, I'm going to be on OnlyFans, I'm going to sexualize myself, fantastic. You no longer get the benefit of being taken seriously as a main girl. You are a side chick for life. And as far as if she did quit her OnlyFans, it doesn't matter because the internet is forever. So she fucked herself for life.
According to the book of King Bustanut, section Booty Blasting 3000, where our grandmasters preach from the Ascalapagus Islands, he stated, if she has an OnlyFans, my brother, you ain't her only mans. You can't expect this girl to be your queen when she's taking more loads than a washing machine.
Preaching. My man is preaching right now.
I feel like red pill men stole my future husband from me because I really, really thought this was the person.
Sweetheart, the RP did not steal your boyfriend. It helped your boyfriend dodge a bullet and saved him from walking into a landmine. And gentlemen, before I end this video, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And if you enjoy the content, don't forget to hit the thank you button. It truly means a lot. Now, before I end this video, let me just say this. Gentlemen, there is no woman out there more beautiful than your freedom.
I feel like you could have been nicer to me.
Oh my gosh, well, I feel like you could have done 80 more things today than you did. I feel like I woke up and I cleaned our room, I did our bed, I cleaned the sheets, I did the laundry, I put your clothes away, I come in the kitchen, nothing's done. So I do everything, then I make you breakfast, then I get the baby ready, then I get myself ready. And what do, Michael? You just tell me I could have been nicer. That seems pretty nice to me. And you thought I was pretty nice last night.